Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I thought that was a big-ass printer behind you. That's the air conditioner. I said, Cody, you know they make them wireless now, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a copy machine.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way, to be honest. Yeah. I was just like, oh, shit. Yeah, and you're going to need that motherfucker. It's hot right now. Mm-hmm. It's hot as hell. I
saw that last night. Hot.
Ooh, I don't know what it was. Because it was kind of muggy yesterday, too. It wasn't like sunny or nothing like that. But I was sitting in the backyard.
It was humid.
Yeah, it was like humid. I was sitting in the backyard, and I was like, why am I sweating?
Of course, that bullshit holiday, too. Good old. July
oh, 4th of July, American freedom right there, baby. Yeah, whatever. No discounts, though.
Fireworks. Nah.
No discounts. Mm-hmm. No discounts on liquor. Although I did find, I mean, we were just talking about it. I did find something, and it's pretty unique when it comes to the tequila ocho. So much that we even decided we're going to do a month on that, but next year. Not going to do that this year, because there's only like, what, 6-5 months left or something like that, so...
5 months to go,
and kind of three of them already, or two of them already spoken for. Well, three, spoken for, which is this month, October and December. Which December is that's just never going to change. That's our best and worst of the year month, if you will. It's supposed to be Armagnac, Cognac. And we usually do it for those first 2 weeks, but those last 3 weeks is just list shows where we do and stuff, kind of like a palate cleanser to get ready for the next year and shit, and also to save some money because it's Christmas time, so so no spending money that time, whatever. But we usually do my week and Cody's week, and then we do like our best of, and then our top five once of the next year or whatever and stuff. So most likely we'll be doing Tequila Ocho in May of next year. That's gonna be a good month because, man, they're coming out with that Cognac barrel release, and JB told me, tall JB, he told me that's his favorite cognac he's had of all time. I was like, damn. So he got excited when he found out that Tequila Ocho was doing something. I was like, your favorite? I was like, oh, I've never heard of you. I was like, all right. Well, so, and he would know because he drinks way more cognac. I drink a lot, but he drinks way more than me, and clearly he drinks both than both of us combined together, so he would know more. So now I'm kind of curious to try the cognac by itself first. You know, we should just make our own. We get the regular Ocho.
Mix it. I'm pretty just mix it with that.
it was an Añejo, right? Or a Repo? I can't remember.
Oof. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I assume it was a Añejo because they usually do a Añejo special or whatever. We should just buy regular Tequila Ocho Añejo and then that cognac, just mix that shit. Let it sit until the bottle actually comes out and see if it tastes good. Ocho. I think they did do the Widow Jane in both Repo and Añejo. I think from what I was told, I think the Añejo obviously was better than the Repo. I can't remember now. One was better than the other. But yeah, that's coming out in actually next month in August. So we'll be keeping our peaky blinders open for that.
Yes, sir.
Because it's
Añejo.
Yeah. Because I think they only do the Añejo special releases now. I think the Widow Jane was the one there where they did both Repo and Añejo. which I think the Añejo was like, it blew the Repo out of the water and shit with it, which, yeah, because I assume it just goes together with it. I would be curious if they did more Repos now because the Repo barreling program is just incredible. So, I might, you know what, if I find that cognac now, I'm going to fucking just put some regular Tequila Ocho Añejo in that shit and be like, all right, mix and match week.
I mixed
and matched some tequila and some cognac. I was like, oh, this tastes great. It's probably going to taste better when it's actually handled better by well-crafted people and shit. So, but it is extra Añejo month here on The Last Drop. Kind of excited about this month because, as we've kind of stated last week or 2 weeks ago, extra Añejos probably are our favorite expressions of tequila right now. Shocking, I know, because, you know, you got a craft beer and a whiskey guy here. Why wouldn't it be? Although most people claim that we'd be Añejo fans, which It's fucking hilarious, to be honest, because Cody can't stand the Nahos after the show.
Don't fuck with them.
Unless they got some special release.
We don't get along. Yeah, if your shit ain't like a barrel select or like a special release from a like reputable brand, I'm not fucking with it.
If it's just a regular ass Anejo.
I don't.
Cody don't want it.
Nah, get away from me.
So, I think my explanation is I've always went to cater to Blancos just because it tastes so different. You know, I don't want something that tastes like whiskey. I wanted something different. Gabe is coming through for Ford. But now after doing it for 4+ years, I think of drinking tequila and well-fined tequila, I got to tell you, those extra Anejos, I don't know what it is about them. They just do something for the spirit. It's that perfect collaboration of the barrel, wherever it came from, whether it be cognac, whiskey, whatever and stuff, and just the pure agave essence. It really is the culmination of like the Anejo, kind of like we said. Kind of the same thing I think Cody kind of alluded to as well with Blancos being with high proofs and still strengths. They are the culminations of what Blancos should be more so. And I'd agree with him, man, because I started thinking hard about it. Cause I was thinking, I was like, I'm going to throw that Negro. I was like, he wrong. I like regular Blancos. And I started looking around. I was like, I don't have them regular.
You select those regular Blancos.
I used to, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I got him. That one bottle that I looked at, it said high proof. And I said, all right, well, I'll get him next time.
Yep.
Although I did buy the Lost Lore Blanco, but that was just because I got hooked up at a Louis Liquor in Azusa or West Covina, I guess, because I got the new the two Lost Lore bottles, those pink bottles, whatever and shit. So I bought the Lost Lore Blanco to go with it, and goddamn, these delicious motherfuckers right here. So I was like, yeah, I made the mistake with that Ambarana one where I only bought one bottle, and I was just like, I almost did it with this one too, where I bought one bottle at first at high proof, but then I was just like, nah, fuck that. Why did I do that? I'm gonna get two more. I gotta get some more of these, whatever, because that Ambarana was so fucking delicious, and I've already had this one too, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna sleep on Lost Lore like that no more, because I know how quickly their fucking bottles actually vanish, unlike Cascanes. I did see that Jungle Juice too, though, for cheaper though, Cody.
Oh, did you though?
Oh yeah, High Proof had it for $5 off at $104.99 instead of $109. Yeah.
Okay, that's still a no for me, dog. But
okay.
Getting there.
I thought I'd be able to change your mind a little bit. Yeah, you know?
No. No.
I don't know if you saw your favorite store, K&L, though. They had finally got some. Oh no, they got Part One back in stock. I was just like, this motherfucker never went away, did it? How do you get something that just was back in stock? I was like,
it's kind of weird, but
I thought it was Part Two, right? It was Part One, and I looked at it more, and I was just like, it's the same fucking price as it was when it came. I was like, why would I buy this then? If part, I would just get Part Two then. So yeah, I do got the Blanco though, so I'm gonna make some margaritas with that shit. I'm sure it probably tastes really good though too, but I don't know.
I'm sure. I already know. I'm positive, but
But I'm also biased when it comes to Lost Lore because I had this first, which was the Still Strength Blanco, which is me and Cody had this at a cigar lounge or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And it was fucking delicious. If I'm not mistaken, made our top five. Was that last summer or two summers?
I think it was last summer. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that, yeah, you're right, because that was when we started drinking Lost Lore. So, yeah, so it was last summer, and it was on the top five because, holy shit, it's probably one of the best still strengths out there. We should do a high proof versus still strength week or some shit.
That'd be interesting.
See which one weren't really
potential ranked. There. Yeah,
Where's the crowns? And then people were like, what's the difference? They cook them differently. Different distiller pot stills and shit like that or whatever. Just all different materials, whatever. Probably tastes the same, but who knows, whatever. Because I know Lost Lore does have a still spring and a high proof. So probably we should just stick with the same brand and see which one wins overall or whatever and stuff. So yeah, maybe we'll do that 1 week. I did mention to Cody one day I was going to get all their Blancos because they have so many different specialty release Blancos and stuff. So maybe one of those or whatever. But not here to talk about Blancos. We're here to talk about that extra Anejo month or whatever.
Anejo month, my friend.
This I got this one out of the, funny enough, it was high. I couldn't find it. It was high and behind all the G4 specialty boxes that I had with the Diodos Merc. And I was like, where the fuck is that Avion at? Because I, as I said, I was going to do the Avion Reserva 44 this week. This box is fucking heavy, by the way. So I just wanted to make that clear, which is funny because it kind of looks like the Paradiso coloring.
Yeah, actually, right on brand, actually. Right on point. It's like one for one almost.
Same color and shit. The only difference is the shape of the box or whatever. Like one is a square and this one is a who talked me octagons? but it's heavy as fuck, Cody. Like it's got weight on it like crazy. Like I would just
got some heft.
It's got heft too. It's sick. You know, it's what do the kids say today? God, you know, he's got that on there. You know? That might be my funniest new slang of it because I had no idea what it means. it's got a nice little, got a nice little cord to hold the bottle in or whatever. Shit. Okay, I don't think it's the case at all. The bottle is just fucking heavy for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Right, that reinforced glass.
Yeah, the inside of it, I'll show Cody, it's pretty beautiful. Got some text in there.
All right. Very nice. Classy.
This was aged for 36 months, by the way. And the reason why it's called Reserva 44 is because it was aged for 44 months in American oak barrels. So I do like this little engraving on the back of the box, too. It says, respect isn't aged, it's earned.
That's all right.
Actually, I kind of like that.
That quote, then.
Yeah, it says Avion Reserva 44 Extra Aged Tequila is elevated and complex. The true adventure lies in discovering its 44 unique, luxuriously smooth and rich flavor note. Oh, you got 44 fucking notes on you, huh? Oh, damn. It's 44 unique, smooth, rich flavor notes. Damn. That's like the fucking kernel then. It's got 7 herbs and spices in this bitch or something like that then. All right, damn, too. I can only taste 3 now, so I know that motherfucker watered them down.
So. All right, so I'm expecting some big complexity on that thing then.
It said made
with... That tells me.
Made with agave grown at the highest elevations in Colorado? Her server 44...
Colorado agave.
It's got that elevation, baby. Reserva 44 is an ever-evolving taste map ready to be explored sip by sip. I got to tell you, if I read that in a store and saw that, I'd be like, I probably got to buy this box because that sounds really...
They're selling it. I'll give them that.
They are selling the shit out of that. There's more in here. Blah, 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 tasting experience so unique for blah, blah, blah. Depending on the temperature of the liquid on the chocolate you just bite into or the coffee grain you just smell, Reserva 44 will reveal a new taste and aroma. Damn, I wish I had some chocolate now. Experiencing the 44 flavor notes of Avion 44 is a journey in itself with a smooth and delicious finish. Welcome aboard. Damn. I gotta tell you, the writing on the bottle or the box got me sold. I like that they are kind of telling you too, like, hey, if you drink this with chocolate or with a coffee grain or something like that, you're gonna experience different things here or whatever. So they basically saying we got some versatility and whatever you pair us with or whatever, you're gonna get something out of this. So I kind of like that. I kind of want to give it points on that alone or whatever, but unfortunately I don't have any of those ingredients here to try any of that, so I will not be doing that. But I will give it points on this packaging or whatever, because that packaging is goddamn... That's a goddamn last drop. I actually like that a lot. Dude, look at the weight on this fucking bar. I think it's because it's got all this goddamn...
Oh, yeah. There's that extra...
Jesus
Christ. That's actually very similar to the San Matias anniversary bottle.
I knew you was
about... thick-ass glass.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Beautiful presentation. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Got the medallion on there.
Yeah, got the medallions. Got the little leather band on there. I like on the tag here, it has the... Bottle number 1526.
And I've seen a synthetic cork on it. I haven't popped it open yet, but I'm assuming it's a synthetic cork.
It looks synthetic too from here. Yeah. Ken Austin is the founder. He signed it up there too as well.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous bottle.
That's a gorgeous bottle. Only $89 too, people.
Damn.
So price and presentation, I guess, damn near last drop.
This is an extra in A-Hill, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
$89.
I know you can find it in Cody's area for sure. I got it as a gift, as I said. Apparently, this is like a hot gift to give, because I was reading up on it or whatever to get that 44 month or whatever, and I saw a bunch of like stuff saying like these mm-hmm. is the gift bottle to give. If you wanted a cheap extra nail, yeah, and especially in packaging
now,
like
now,
this.
Now, just think about the yeah, you tried it yet, but just yes. think about what you just said, the price on that Nuestro Rices 2.0 bottle. Compared to what you get right now, come on, man! What the fuck are we doing here? Every time I think about that, what are we doing? Good lord!
Anyway, you're actually right about that. Because, like, I could gift this to you, and even if you let's just say it's a 3 or mm-hmm. a 2.5, whatever. That's pretty real good for a fucking extra añejo at that price point, right?
Like, yeah, you know, I was like, yeah.
Like, because a 2.5 or a 3 people means it's drinkable. Like, I can, you know, drink that mm-hmm. regularly and stuff like that. When you get into the last drop area or whatever stuff, we talking about exceptional. Mm-hmm. Like, we talking like, oh, man, if you get a chance to try this, try it over and over again. But as far as, like, you know, I'm not trying to say this, is what we're, but every now and then we don't drink exceptional. You know, like, actually, right. exceptional is very common, rare, to be honest, or whatever. You know, I would say out of the year, on a good year, too, at that or whatever, I could probably have about 15 exceptional pours. And I want you to think about that. That sounds like a lot. But we do this weekly. That's just on this the show.
Yeah. We're talking about throughout the year.
This, yeah.
That's 365 days. And that's just 15. Not a lot.
Not a lot. No. Not a lot at all, whatever. I think I used to always say that about movies when people say, oh, movies suck ass this year, whatever. And it's like, how would you know? They release like fucking 5 major films, whatever.
And then, you don't even watch all of them. So how the fuck could you even come to that conclusion?
And there's like
probably watched like maybe 10% of those.
And that, especially now with streaming, because they come out on streaming now. They have like what? Like,
way too much goddamn entertainment out there for us to come to any sort of conclusion.
3 like... And I put big in quotes, or whatever. I don't mean like 3 Avenger films in 1 week or whatever. I mean like there's mm-hmm. probably like an Avengers film and 2 little other films, or whatever. But then you got to think about them smaller ones that come out too. It's probably like 10 of those and shit. So you're looking at about a total of like 5 plus films every fucking Friday, Cody, or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
For 360, well, not 360, but like that's what, 4 times a month or whatever. So you mm-hmm. getting 5 to 10 movies of, every week for 4 a week straight or whatever and shit. So it's like, we're looking at like 200-300 plus movies a year and shit like that. Yeah. You probably only watched a total of 15 at most.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it was a bad movie year or whatever and shit. That just means you only watched 15 movies.
Yeah, that's all that means.
So,
exactly.
Same with us when it comes to drinking or whatever and shit. I could probably now go 12, 13 great pours I had, whatever. But that doesn't necessarily mean – I'm trying to think of something we gave maybe a 2.5. I'm trying to think what we had this fucking year now. We gave it a last drop, though. I was going to say one of the El Soro bottles, but we all gave that all last drop and shit. There was something this year I'm sure we gave like a 2.5 or 3. Doesn't necessarily mean it's hated. It just means that it's not exceptional. And $89, dude, I got to tell you, I remember my coworker was telling me about this. He was like, man, you got to try it. Just try it. He was like, it's probably the cheapest extra añejo in this kind of presentation you give. I would say it makes a great gift. Under $100, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're looking good. I'm going to pop that open. That's a nice pop. Oh, yep, it's synthetic, too.
Synthetic.
That's a nice cork pop, though, for a synthetic one. I gotta tell you, the nose is solid when I pop it right on the cork. Mm-hmm. Sure you can smell it on there. I was like, oh, okay. So I've had this bottle now for about a year, actually, now. So it's like a going away. This shit is so fucking heavy, by the way. Like, goddamn. I was like, why is it so heavy? Cork is really fucking beautiful, too. I actually like the.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Nice.
Presentation's last drop. Price is the last drop. Extra añejo. Probably, is that the cheapest extra añejo we've ever had on this show?
Unless you would have cut this in, but do we formally review the
Martinez
on here? Did I?
I want to say you did back before that, we started be tequila.
Yeah.
It's probably like when we did like a random
right.
month or week or okay. something like that.
Well, yeah, it would definitely be that then.
Yeah, because you can get those for like $36.99. It's just mm-hmm. like, you know, they put the blood of children in that probably. So,
right. which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what we're doing for Mixed Match, right? Are we doing that?
Probably. I think we talk about that. Yeah. I hope I can find a store pick, because I'm not gonna lie. I had that recently.
Very curious. I haven't had that in years.
Same. So. Woo, Lord.
Interesting. I'm curious.
Especially because right after I had that Sam the Ray Soul, I was just like, oh, God. Oh, boy. He called me bougie. I don't give a fuck. I was like, yeah.
Ray Soul's fire, man. Shit.
Yeah.
High standards, high expectations.
It's better than that fucking Sam. I drank it with the Only Mix guy too, and I know he wanted to say something because even he looked at me, and I was just like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah." this nose is actually pretty solid, man. It's very rich. You get like some vanilla on there. You get that oak barrel. It's like very toasty though, but it's kind of like roasted and toasted. You know, dark chocolate heavily on this too. By the way, subtle hints of cinnamon as well. Nose is solid. Nah, nothing mind-blowing or anything like that, so I wouldn't give that a last drop as I did with everything else so far or whatever. But, like, you know, it's in that 3 range. Everything is mixing and melding pretty well and stuff. There's, like, a hint of, like, a little zesty in there, too. Like, a little sass in there, you know, a little. I could also get some. It's, like, very subtle in the back end. Some little minerality in there as well, too. So, all right, it's got a little bit of everything going on in there. But it smells really great. Really, really good. 3.5, I'd be fine with that in that range. Nothing mind-blowing, whatever. Color on that looks very beautiful.
Yeah, nice gold.
Yeah, it actually is. It's like a...
Yeah, gold.
Look like a purified gold ranger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got that gold ranger power going for it right now, so... Let's see if the taste does that, though. Oh, that was sweet on the tongue. That kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
Mm.
Wow. And not in a bad way, neither. I just didn't expect that at all. It's so heavy on the oak and the dark chocolate and stuff like that. I was expecting something a little bit more... Kind of like... I don't mean this in a bad way. Even like dry, too, as well. More... mineral, if you will. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, where do we find that San Matias at now? You should be able to find that shit everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
I'm about to say, he's been finding shit, Ralph. Oh,
have you seen
it? I haven't seen it in a minute. I mean, I really be looking for it.
You're saying,
yeah, I haven't actually seen it in a long time. What I can recall,
you're gonna laugh at this. Okay, Total Wine got it for $56. They really are BevMo now, aren't they?
Man, what?
What's going on?
$56 on that,
dude. Okay, High Proof has it for $37.
Come on, man. What the fuck are we doing?
Total Wine. What the fuck are you doing?
Total Wine. Come on now.
You go to
have your ass whipped for that.
Mission Wine and Liquor, you can get it for $39. And Mission Wine and Liquor, people, we've told you, it's a fucking expensive-ass store.
That's the goddamn price, $36, $39.
Yeah.
$56. What the fuck? What?
Total Wine. It is. Wow, yeah. That's not a different bottle. I thought it was the same. It's $56 fucking dollars there.
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
All right, well... Yeah, I guess you can still find it places. Like you said, I just never really.
I don't seek it out. So
I don't seek it out either. They got your San Matias too at the 135th anniversary of Total Wine. It's $305 there.
Ooh,
High Proof got it for $200.
Mm.
So I thought those bottle shops were supposed to be like secondary markets that charge you out your ass or whatever. But clearly they're doing much better than the fucking Total Wine is now. Remember when Total Wine used to be great?
Back in the day, Total Wine used to be the shit, man.
Yeah. Even this store, I don't even like this store, but even they cheaper than fucking Total Wine. El Cerrito, they got it for $35, dude.
Total Wine, like the 2010s, man, used to be the spot.
Shit, I would even say those right before COVID and even those pre-early COVID days or whatever. Total Wine was the shit, man, or whatever. And then, like, I don't know what happened, but, yeah, they trashed.
And BevMo 2.0.
Fuck now. It really did. They must have said, oh, hold my goddamn liquor. I'm going to show you something real quick. I think Total Wine has it for the most expensive, dude. I'm like scrolling. That is the most expensive. Even like
I haven't seen that bottle of 56 anywhere other than fucking Total Wine, apparently.
Even like a Shop SK, which they try to tend to charge a little bit more. They got it for $40 at least at the highest. I mean, so yeah, Total Wine is the fucking highest on it. Even Remedy got it cheaper, which I kind of expected it, but still.
Not spending $60 on a fucking San Matias extra and kiss my ass.
I mean, they could have just easily went 45 and been like, all right, if we're going to get a little extra money out of it, we can charge you $10 more. But they went to 50. Nah. Hey, Cody, better get them points, man.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this point's going to get me real far, I'm sure. Yeah.
The points are going to get you real far. Uh-huh. That's funny. I don't see K&L on here. They used to be the fucking kings of holding that goddamn bottle.
Oh, it's that. Fucking cases of that shit.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's the Tahona. I'm about to say they're about to piss me off too. I looked at K&L. They got the Tahona Añejo there, which I've had actually. It's actually pretty solid. They got it for $54. Damn. They Tahona Añejo is cheaper than K&L's fucking Reserva Extra Añejo. Yeah, K&L don't have it, Dan. So I guess I got to go to one of these fucking specialty stores to go get it.
Crazy.
Damn. All right. Well, that tells me everything I need to know about the market these days when it comes to Total Wine. Total Wine is really like that fucking that hooker on the street and shit. You know, you just kind of just. I'm sorry, sex worker. I didn't mean to disrespect. I don't want to use words or whatever shit like that. I don't use the proper pronouns and shit like that. Whatever. But yeah, she really like that sex worker on the street. You just kind of staring at it and go like, I had a long day, but damn, I ain't really that desperate yet. That's not what I see Total Wine. I just drive just like, I really just like to get that bottle.
That's like the last resort.
I think the only thing they've been good at, I'll tell you this, it was easy for me to just walk in and get that double barrel beer.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That's a nice perk.
I mean, that's Black Friday. Props for that. So, yeah, I'll give them props for that.
All right.
Yeah, that's the only fucking positive thing. I mean, I guess to be fair, I could have got it at where I was at, where I got my other bottles at. I just didn't really think about it at the time until I got on the road. And I was already by a Total Wine. So, to be fair, I don't even really know if that's praise now. Because I could have got it for the same price at a fucking same store. So, but I'll say this. When I walked right in, it was right there in front of me. So, hey, they made it convenient that I didn't have to walk down them shitty-ass aisles. So, Okay, back into this now. It's not a last drop. I just want to say that right off the bat. It's not a last drop. But I want to go back to my comments I made if I gifted this to Cody right now. I think he'd like the fuck out of this.
Okay.
And I don't mean, and I'm not just saying he would like the fuck out of it, because what I'm saying now is like, I actually would like the fuck out of this. This is actually really solid, to be honest. That barrel influence is really coming through on the finish area and stuff. That sweetness kind of caught me off guard or whatever. I was expecting like some kind of heavier oak flavor notes on the palate. I don't know why. Maybe because of the dark chocolate and everything like that. The dark chocolate and all those notes kind of vanish on the taste buds. I don't really get much of that on the palate. The finish, I get more of it. But there is like this kind of butterscotchy note on there as well too, which I like. What's keeping it from that last drop area? It doesn't come off as exceptional. It doesn't come off as something that, like, I'm telling Cody, you need to rush out and get this. This really actually comes off as just a really well-fine extra Añejo. It's nothing special or anything like that, but it is doing the job of what it needs to do as far as the flavor notes hitting and stuff. And I think if you brought this to the party or whatever and stuff, people would probably be excited that even to pop that open, especially if you're in the party where there's not a lot of, like, actual tequila people in there and stuff like that. You get that finished oak on the finish. And I was kind of expecting more of that on, I don't know, way more well-rounded in the palate and finish area. So expectations would be damned, whatever. But that caramel flavor notes really comes through hard. Like, I think it kind of overshadows the dark chocolate. Or maybe just the dark chocolate is supposed to be on the nose and not even on the palate area. So, you know, I don't really want to shit on it for that or whatever. I kind of just wish I had that dark chocolate flavor in there. I think it would have just added a little bit more depth to it, maybe a little bit more richness as well. Caramel, obviously, was going to get that, but I feel like the caramel is a little bit overly used in this right now. Mm. pleasant as hell, too. Man, I could sip this daily. That agave comes through, too. It's really toasty. More so than I expected, too, because usually with the agave, it's a little bit more in the background, per se, but this one's coming through. And also, too, there's like some spice note on there as well. I can't really pinpoint what it is. That spice note kind of helps brighten the agave to come out on that. So I'm enjoying it, though. And $89, shit, with taxes.
I was going to this seems like a solid package overall.
Mm-hmm.
Price, presentation, flavor profile, finish.
I mean, if you at the Christmas dinner going to the families or something like that or whatever and shit, or even 4th of July, or what's the next fucking holiday, Labor Day or some shit like that? I don't know if people do shit on Labor Day, but hey. So whatever, like a little family get-together or something like that, hey, I recommend it. You just, you know, put it down there, try it out too as well. $89, can't go wrong with that on the extra net. It's going to be one of the cheaper ones and really solid. Okay, that butterscotch is really coming through now. It's all right, really. On the palate area, but it's not as sweet as it was when I first sipped it. It's definitely not nowhere near that now. I would say the nose is more complex than the actual palate too as well. I think my problem was I was probably expecting what I got on the nose to get on the palate area and shit, and it's kind of not that at all. Like, because I think I said there was like a little zestiness in there too, and also some minerality. I'm not getting any of that. I will say that maybe like a hint of minerality, kind of like on the same as the nose, whatever. It's like a hint, but it's so fair and far in the background, whatever. It's kind of just like kind of forgettable, to be honest. But I sipped it a little bit, and I was just like, okay, maybe now the more I think about it, that is a little bit minerality there. I think the aroma kicks the palate's ass, though. The aroma smells really good. It's very pleasant. I mean, if anything, if now that I've tasted and everything, if I had to go based on what was better, I would easily give like the aroma like 3.5 last drop area, whatever and stuff, compared to the palate area. Palate area, it's a solid 2.5 or 3. It's in that range. Finish is where it's at, though. I feel like as the palate area is a little bit too, I don't want to say simplistic or whatever, but it's kind of your extra nayo. You know, you get your, I've kind of noticed too, is your butterscotch is there for the sweetness, but also you're getting your caramel, your vanilla, that oak flavor as well too. But the oak more is in the background. There's some roasted agave there, toasted. There's like a little bit hint of like black pepper. And there's an extra spice there as well. I feel like the nose is a little bit more complex, whatever. But man, for $89, dude. Yeah, I'd easily gift this. What $90 bottle extra Añejo you know that comes in packaging like this or whatever that you could give away?
And it also doesn't taste that bad.
So. No. I don't think anybody would be off-put by this. I think you'd probably come out of it and be like, oh, okay. And what's the ABV on this? So 40%? So 80%? 40. So yeah. Comes through, got that heat on in the back end, too. Kind of got like a little medium length heat on there. I'm kind of shocked by that because as I took that last sip right there, whatever, I still feel it a little bit. And I was just like, okay, got some little spice there. So I think for the barrel influence people, whatever stuff, you're going to like that finish more than the palate. The palate comes off a little too whatever. At first, I was going to say, man, it might be a little too sweet for some people. I could kind of see that, but the sweetness kind of fades away. That first sip was just like the only initial. Now it's kind of like, all right. It's just kind of simplistic. Nothing really unique about it at all and stuff like that. So where it shines at is on that finish. You get more of the characteristics there, that barrel oak influence and everything like that. So, yeah, it also comes off more richer on the finish than it does on the palate. The palate kind of is just whatever. Yeah, I'm not getting any kind of like fruit notes really. I mean, maybe like a dry fruit, if anything, but nothing really sticks out. Because I was kind of expecting maybe like a little hint of cherry. Maybe I'm right now. I'm kind of getting like an apricot. I don't know. Nothing really. I'm gonna go back. Let me go ahead. Let me see. Let's see. I tell you what. I like one of the ones I'll put out in the yard. Shit. Yeah, that nose is actually really good. Stays consistent too. This is the second pour now. Yeah. Ooh. I kind of feel like Cody would be in the same realm for me with me on this one. Yeah. there's just certain bottles, you know, that like, ah, would Cody or JB like this or whatever? And it'd be like, yeah, the more I sip this, I go like, I could see Cody praising this a little bit. Almost kind of on similar thoughts process as me right now. Yeah, see, like, the palate doesn't really, like, coat the mouth, neither. So, like, that's where it's kind of, like, lacking, if you will. I was told you got to let it air out, I guess, whatever, but who gives a fuck about all that shit? So but, yeah, I don't think it really coats the mouth at all, too. Like, it's not really giving you all these, like, 44 herbs and spices, as I was just told. it had, like, this little opening of sweetness, but now all that's kind of, like, gone. And you're just kind of getting your basic note, extra añejo notes on there, which is fine, by the way, because basic extra notes are fucking delicious. So no knock on this or whatever.
It doesn't sound super complex.
No, it's not. And your winner, for at least for me, I don't know, maybe it might be for different. The winner is on the finish there. The finish is actually really where it shines at, if you ask me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting more of like a raisin note. Yeah, it's like some dry, like I was like, it's like some kind of dry fruit, and it's like more raisin-ish. Main notes on there though: butterscotch, caramel, and oak. Those are the three ones that are dominating the most right there. And you're kind of getting two of those on the, or one of those on the palate, and the other two on the finish, if you will. So, yeah, palate's not that complex. It's not as rich as the nose was. Gets the job done, though. It's pretty solid. Really good. That's funny because this might be like the weakest extra añejo we've had on this show, besides going back to San Matias, if you will, whatever, which we'll find out later. But it actually is like on the weakest extra añejo, it's still better than other shit that Cody's probably had this year.
Oh, I'm sure. I can almost guarantee that we ain't even trying it. I already know.
By the way, I want to correct something. Last week I said it was pink lemonade. I was completely wrong. I looked at the bottle again. It's strawberry lemonade, which makes it even fucking worse, by the way. The strawberry lemonade is fucking delicious or whatever. Okay. So that's actually even worse because, you know, strawberry lemonade has a lot more flavor. And the fact that you can't taste that shit on that goddamn bottle, like, that's just crazy to me. What are we doing here? I can go to fucking Wendy's and get a better strawberry lemonade. Okay? Like, shit, this strawberry lemonade is legit.
That's wild.
Yeah, so I just want to make that clear. When I saw that, my mind was blown. I looked at that bottle harder. I was like, thought it was pink lemonade. All right, so that's actually worse than strawberry lemonade got more flavor than pink lemonade. So it's like all them goddamn fruits and berries. And you mean tell me you can't taste that shit? It's like, what? What the hell? That's like Cody saying, oh, man, I'm going to make you a strawberry, I don't know, daiquiri or some shit like that. Cody, where the strawberries at? Fucking strawberries, Cody. Like, don't tell you. Oh, I ran out of that. So I use, you know, just nothing. You know? Why the fuck do you call this a strawberry daiquiri then, Cody?
Strawberry lemonade vodka. That's wow.
No goddamn flavor to whatever.
Damn.
I kind of struggling with my rating here. I'm not struggling like hard, or whatever, because I don't really care where it ends up at, or whatever. But I'm like in that 2.5-3 range. I might stick with the 2.5, whatever. 2.5,
okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. 3 seems like a little bit over elevation, if you will.
Yeah, and it seemed like the more you're talking about the palate itself, the less you're liking it.
Yeah, overall. Yeah, because I will say it does come off as an everyday sipper. I could sip this daily, but I feel like everyday sipper usually is like in that 2 range, then, right?
Yeah, 2.5, yeah, 2.5, yeah.
Yeah, so like on a sipping case, it'd probably be like 2.5. So with the packaging and everything and the price point, that's where the 2.5 usually comes from, then, or whatever. So sipping alone, it'd probably be in the 2.5 range. Now that I add everything else in there, I'll stick with 2.5 because, you know, price, packaging, nose, all that is pretty spectacular. So I'll say 2.5 then or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to go any 3 because 3 is kind of hitting in that, like, oh man, you got to try this probably or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I think
that's something you have to try.
No.
No, this is good.
Especially because
it's
findable too, and as I looked up, I wonder how much total wine charges for it.
Jesus.
Well, you know what? Hey, doesn't hurt.
Time to research.
The whole line is like Kaz Kanis. He just kind of got a shit on it every now and then or whatever, you know, because, like, you know, it don't make no goddamn sense.
It's probably going to be like 110 or some shit like that.
Okay, I hope. Oh, all right. That's $100.
Oh, okay. That's bad as I expect.
That's not as high as I actually was going to agree with you. It's probably like 110 or something like that. It's $100, so, I mean, $10 more than where you get it. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, which doesn't make sense for that San Matias end, by the way. I'm kind of confused by that now. Everywhere else is like $89. Yeah, you can get it. $89, yeah. Mission Wine Spirits, $89. Remedy, $89. I don't really see too many stores with it.
And while $89 is a nice price for an extra añejo, you also have to think about, too, man, I could probably put this $89 towards a better extra añejo.
Put $50 more in there, and I can get the actually 60, because I just saw it on a high proof, and I can get that Paradiso.
I'm saying.
They got it for 160. So, yeah, $70 more.
Yeah,
so I know let us explain our math to you folks, whatever. I did this with a car when I was buying a car, and I just said, man, if I'm paying that on monthly payments, I might as well get the luxury version or whatever. He's like, no, you'd be paying more. He's like, no, but you're missing the point. If I'm going to pay over a certain amount for a standard or whatever I might as well get luxury.
Might as well, throw a little extra in there.
Thank you, yeah. So it's like, you know, everyday sippers are fine and they serve a purpose, whatever and stuff. But at the same time, if I'm going to spend $89, whatever, I might as well throw an extra $60, $70 in there and get something that we're like, oh, this shit's exquisite now. Like, you know, this is like perfection and stuff. Because, and realistically, whatever, although I say everyday sipper, I'm not fucking drinking every day.
No.
So when I use the term, when we use the term everyday sipper, that's for y'all. that's for y'all. I ain't drinking daily. So, for me, it's probably like, you know, 3 days out of the week, three or four at most or whatever. Like,
yeah, same range.
It's usually because I probably went out to eat somewhere or whatever and got a cocktail or whatever and shit like that. So, you know, and Sundays are the main drinking days. But, you know, we talking about like maybe two glasses here and there or whatever and shit like that. But yeah, so for the most part, everyday sipper is just a common term in alcoholics term. That you hear or whatever and stuff, especially for people that do like the, rather they drink with their food, pair of cigars, whatever it may be and stuff. And although this comes off quite really nice, I must say, whatever, it's not in that area where it's just like, I don't see this pass an everyday sipper. You can be exquisite and an everyday sipper, which we've had. That Paradiso is an everyday sipper, but it's it shouldn't be treated that way.
No.
This should be treated that way. This should be. If you told me, oh man, I only pull this out on special, I'd be looking like, oh, fuck your cabinet.
Oh, look like I think. I'm about to say it.
Fuck. That motherfucker got a mandala or some shit like that. Yeah. I keep reminding myself, because I drove by it the other day, and I keep reminding myself, man, I need to go to that restaurant so I can tell Cody, that restaurant at least amazing.
I keep forgetting they got a restaurant out here.
The restaurant was cool as shit, by the way, people. Yeah. Like, the everything else about that bottle.
Hell no, bro. That juice is fucking terrible. Oof.
I'll never forget when we first tried it. The three of us just looked at each other. We just backed away slowly. We didn't even say shit.
Nothing had to be said. You just knew. We're all in unison. We were all one.
Mind you, I had just met his girl that day, that event, whatever. Right. It's one thing for me to say, you know how me and Cody, or it just, you know, any friends you ever have, whatever stuff. Y'all know each other so well, you know when just not to say shit, and you just kind of just walk away, whatever. I had that with all my friends, whatever. But that was a liquor moment for me and him, where we just kind of looked at it and was like, yeah. But she joined in on it, too, knowing that, yeah, I don't like this, and neither y'all gonna like this.
Nah, it's some bullshit.
You know, they always say there's something one out there for everyone or whatever. Clearly, somebody likes Mandala tequila, so because they got a restaurant, Cody. So, like,
man, I'm telling you, dude, they have to make all their profit off those bottles. Those bottles are gorgeous, but man, that juice inside is fucking terrible.
It's handcrafted.
Bad.
I'll tell you this. If somebody gave it to me as a gift, I'm keeping that decanter.
I'll keep it. I'll probably pour that shit out, but I'll keep it decanter.
Oh, yeah, sure. Easily. Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably, if it was not that Reposado, that probably was the worst fucking Reposado I've ever had in my life. It was horrible. Like, it tastes, honestly, and I'll even say this, which is funny because I read an article, and I always forget this. Patron doesn't use additives. It's just bad tequila, at least the regular lineups, whatever. But I would say this. I think, and I haven't had Patron Repo in a while. I bet it tastes better than that Mandala, though. That Mandala was, like, really fucking bad.
Yeah, that shit was rough.
Like, that was really fucking bad. Like, it had to have been one of the worst additive drinks I had in quite some time. I was just like, whoa. You literally taste every additive in that motherfucker. I don't even know how that's possible, but you do.
That derailed me for a little bit. It was like a good 20 minutes.
I think you got angry, and that's probably why you got drunk, actually. I don't know.
I think so, yeah. It probably let me black it out, basically.
I'm trying to remember. I think we were on our way to G4, and we stopped by Mandala.
Yeah, we did.
So I think G4 woke you back up because that was your first time trying the high proofs or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a stop that I'll never ever make in my fucking life again, though.
Hell no.
But I do want to go to the restaurant. I'll say that because the food on there looks good, but the drink ain't got shit to do with the food. So you could have grade A chefs back there for all I know, whatever. But you know.
Yeah, I got tequila though.
Yeah, you keep that motherfucker, please, whatever.
Ew.
But I that Halloween, I don't remember. You remember that one with the skulls and shit like that all over?
Yeah,
there? Man, that would look great on a dinner table, like a little centerpiece, whatever and shit. You put like some black flowers in there for like a little Halloween decoration design. Oh man, them bottles look dope. Unfortunately for us, them prices on them fucking bottles ain't exquisite enough for me wanting to just get them decanters, whatever and shit. Because that was our first taste of Repo where he was like, yeah, I think I hate this. I was like, I don't think I like this at all. That bottle was $80 too for that Repo.
Yeah, they bugging.
Oh, but at Total Wine Co., you can get it for a discount at $100. So.
Oh, okay. That's great. Total Wine always with the hookups.
You can get a 1 liter Blanco of the fucking Mandala at high proof for $60. Come on, yeah. See, I'm never paying this price for this. It's $144, but that decanter, dude, that shit is beautiful as fuck, dude.
Gorgeous.
I don't know.
That decanter is always grade A. Always.
That's probably the best looking Dia de los Muertos bottle I've ever seen.
Yeah. Maybe.
I would straight up give you $10 for the bottle alone. Just give me the fucking bottle. You can drink that shit if you want. I don't really want that shit. So So you thought you hated Añejo month, Cody? Maybe you do a specialty Añejo month. This is Añejo, by the way. It was crafted from crafted. That's funny. Blue Weber Agave matured in French oak sherry barrels, approximately 24 months. Which, by the way, any other bottle, I'd be like, man, that sounds pretty solid or whatever. For this company, though, you can suck some dick, what you can do. Man, never experiencing that again. All right, well, I've never had a, you know what, it might be the worst. It is the worst Reposado, because I've never had one expression of a brand where I just say, yeah, that whole company's dead to me.
Yeah, no, that single-handedly killed my dollar for me.
I was like, I never want to try any of this fucking bread.
Never again. Good.
I don't give a fuck if they change the recipe. I don't want to try this. I like how the workers were staring at us, like leaning over the truck, like, and like looking at us, like, what'd you guys think? Whatever. We just like backing away.
Yeah. It's great.
Goodbye. They even had a cool setup. They had the truck and shit. I was like,
hey, yeah, little truck. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Everything about this company is cool except for liquid.
The goddamn juice. The most important part. All bad.
I'd rather have the worst presentation and marketing ever, whatever, but the best juice
design. Like, juice is good. I'm chilling.
2.5 though on the Avion 44.
There it is.
Pour. Yeah, 2.5 solid pour. Actually, when I just downed that, actually it was pretty good. But it just come. It is the first pour I've had probably since the Zumbador was a specialty barrel, but yeah, it's one of those pours where it just comes off as like everyday pour. I treat this as an everyday pour. And as far as extra añejos go, those tend to be really well crafted and specialty. And honestly, you don't really want to pull those out for everyone unless you got a really cheap bottle or something like that. Because extra añejos usually at the lowest, $150. Like Paradiso, I ain't sharing that with everybody. Yeah, that's like two people or whatever and stuff like that. But if somebody said I wanted to really try an extra añejo, I'd be like, oh, here you go, Dan. Hey, I got you. Got you right here. Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect.
Dip up, then.
Have at it.
Have the fuck at it, whatever. And you're going to enjoy yourself, and we're going to enjoy myself. And I ain't got to pull out the G4 Extra Añejo, the Tres Cuatro y Cinco, the Paradiso, the whatever the fuck else is in there, too, as well. Yeah, sure. So, yep. There we go, people. Does Ocho have an Extra Añejo?
I want to say they do. Pretty sure they do. Could be wrong about that, but I think they do.
Well, since I'm already fucking doing research on things, I want to learn up extra añejo. Okay. That's right, they do. Duh. It's the ceramic brown one. I have that, which I'm reviewing that. So, yeah. So, I don't know why I didn't remember that or whatever. But, yeah, you can get that for $160. Mm-hmm. Same price as the Paradiso or whatever and shit. Probably one of the best-looking Ocho bottles because of that color ambering, the amber color, which same as what Smoke Wagon was using before Smoke Wagon got, boring. So, came out with so much open promise, whatever, and then just got boring.
It really did.
It really did. You know, it's easy to burn out whiskey because motherfuckers fucking jack the goddamn prices up on it. So he's just like, yeah, I don't give a shit. So, but with that said, we'll be back next week for Cody's week here on Extra Añejo.
Oh, should be a fun one, my friend.
I don't excited. Know what the hell he gonna do, whatever.
I'm excited. I got something exciting cooking up.
He gotta go pick it up at Total Wine. He'll be right back.
Yes. Oh, look at that. It's already ready for pickup.
Ready for pickup. Well, I'll be damned.
Would you look at that?
It's about that time. Yeah. This show and quality of the episode has been sponsored by Total Wine and More, whatever. Are you tired of 7-Eleven people? Then go on and you bring your big ass over to Total Wine.
Total Wine. Upgrade your life.
I'll say one nice thing about Total Wine. Their cigar little room is nice.
Hey, cigar room is nice. And you walked in there, you got that double barrel Bourbon County. Shout out to them for that, man. That beer is fucking amazing.
That beer is fucking amazing, whatever. So anything else there, fuck that store. But
yes, exactly.
Yeah, but anything else, yeah. But other than that, we're done now. We're going to get out of here. Next week, another extra añejo. I think this is a 4-week month, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So you're getting three more extra añejos popping up in your city soon, whatever. So
yes, indeed.
With that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm Jake B.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.